Yorkshire Energy Systems on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Welcome back to the studio. The main man from Yorkshire Energy Systems, we have Chris Wilde. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Beth.
We're talking about battery storage. So, to start with, how does what you do, renewable energy, how does that link to battery storage and why it would help?
As I've mentioned before, we've got limitless amounts of energy being thrown at us by the sun. But the problem is, it doesn't always come at the times that we need it. So, of course, you can be generating masses of solar electricity during the day, but we also need electricity at night, when the sun doesn't shine. The same applies to wind, of course. We can get masses of energy from wind, but of course, if the wind stops blowing, how do we get our energy? So, of course, the secret to all of this is storage. And how better to store than batteries? So battery storage is the next big step that's going to make us completely independent of fossil fuels and enable us to rely upon renewables such as wind and solar. There's another issue with solar energy as well, and that is that if we look at the infrastructure of the grid, of the national grid in this country, it was never designed for people to start shoving power into it. It was designed to send power, to distribute power into people's houses. Mm-hmm. Now, because of that, there are lots of problems with people generating their own electricity if they're not actually using it.
Right, where does it go?
Where does it go, exactly? And that's why, domestically, we're limited initially to a 4 kilowatt system, yeah? So most people have been told you can only have 4 kilowatts on your roof. Now, that isn't strictly true. You can apply to your local DNO, the Northern Power Grid, and ask them if you can have some more, if you can put more on your roof.
Okay.
And they'll take a while to decide, but they might say yes. So if you've already got 4 kilowatts of solar and you want more, it's worth exploring it, and we can do that for you. Now, why do they limit you to 4 kilowatts? Well, let's say everybody in your street has got solar panels on the roof and you all go on holiday in June.
Yeah.
Which is not an unlikely scenario.
Not at all.
So you're all generating masses of energy at the peak time of the year, and none of you are using it. Where's it going to go? Well, it goes into the grid, and if the infrastructure isn't sufficiently strong, it could be blowing fuses at the local substation and all your neighbours' lights could be going out. So that's why they limit you to 4 kilowatts. However, what if instead of you sending all that electricity back into the grid, you are storing it?
Ready for winter.
Yeah, with batteries and what have you. So batteries are a key element, both in as storing electricity or other forms of power for when we need to use it, and also for smoothing out the problems with the grid. I mean, if we can all start installing batteries, we might then be able to put pressure on the government and the DNOs to allow us to have more energy on our roofs, because there isn't the same problems being generated of where does all that electricity go when we're not using it. So these are some of the reasons why batteries are absolutely critical to the next stage of development in renewable energy.
How big are they? Because we have, you know, we have batteries all the time for different things, but we don't, I've never seen what it's like to store a battery that powers something as big as a house.
Right, well, it's a bit like how long is a piece of string.
Ah, okay.
People will probably have heard of the Tesla batteries. They've had a lot of publicity recently, and they describe their system as the power wall. And basically, you get one battery and you stick it on the wall, and it's about a metre long and it's about half a metre wide.
Fairly large battery.
It's quite a big battery. There are smaller ones available, but the Tesla is quite big. And what Tesla have done is they've developed a system whereby you can keep adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
So then the great thing about them is they are weatherproof. So you can stick them on the outside wall if you want.
Oh, right. Yeah? Okay.
Or you can stick them in your garage, and you can build up batteries as you need them. So it's an expandable system.
I see. Like, yeah. Lego or something.
A bit like Lego, yeah. For a lot of people, there's this problem that they're out at work all day when the sun's shining.
Mm.
Yeah. So then they come home and they can't use that electricity because the sun isn't shining. So
yeah.
For people like that, a battery could well be a solution. If, of course, you're at home all day and you're working from home, battery storage might not be that critical to you because you're using it all the time.
So what would be some of the downsides then if we decide to go for batteries? What would be some of the disadvantages?
Well, you've got to do some quite detailed calculations because, as we all know, batteries wear out.
They do,
even rechargeable batteries.
Even the ones in the car. Yeah. And isn't it annoying when that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So every battery has a certain lifespan, and it's so many cycles, so many charging up and discharges. The more it does this, the more it deteriorates, yeah? So eventually your battery is going to wear out. The question you need to ask yourself is, why am I buying a battery? Am I buying it so that I can protect certain critical circuits in the home, which if you're working might be your computer, or it might be, if you're an EastEnders fan, your TV circuit, so that if there's a power cut, your battery will take over and fill in the gap. That might be one reason. But the other reason might be so that you can make use of the energy that you're generating and save money. Now, if it's the latter, if your prime reason is to save money, then you've got to work out how much energy your battery will have saved by the time it needs replacing. Will that add up to more money than the battery cost? Mm-hmm. Because if it doesn't, then let's say your battery costs you £3,000, and by the time it's come to the end of its useful life, you've only saved £2,000 worth of electricity. You've not saved any money.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that battery prices are falling. And they're lasting longer because of the way that the energy is being managed, you know, the charge and discharge is being managed better. Of course, it's quite a difficult calculation because none of us know how electricity prices are going to go over the next 10 years.
True.
However, I think we can all be pretty sure that there's only one direction they're going to go in, and that's up. So as electricity prices rise, then the battery gets more and more valuable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because every single kilowatt it saves for you is worth more and more money. Well, I think we can safely say now, and things have changed a bit this year, that you'll at least break even on buying a battery, and you'll probably make money as energy prices rise. If you are thinking of getting a battery, you need to look at what all the options are, because it isn't straightforward. There are various ways of connecting the battery to your system, depending on what you need the battery for in your lifestyle. It's not just, oh, I'll go out and buy a battery like you would for your torch or for your computer or something. You need to look at it carefully with some expert guidance and choose the correct battery, the correct size, and the way it's connected to your system so that you get maximum benefits out of it.
What is going to happen to batteries? What are the future developments, and what else can we do with them?
Well, that's a very good question. At the moment, all the batteries that are available are using old technology. They're managing the battery energy better, but the actual way the batteries work is fairly old technology. It's still lithium iron batteries that have so many cycles and wear outs and have a certain weight and a certain size. But there's lots of research going on into alternative ways of making batteries. And this is looking very exciting. We're just waiting for that one breakthrough away from lithium ion and into something else. And the something else, we're not sure it's going to be yet, but there's a huge investment by car manufacturers, for example, going into looking at alternative ways of storing electrical energy. Now, once we get this breakthrough, we could have batteries that are half the price, half the size, and last twice as long. And once we get that, we've cracked it.
Chris, thank you so much for coming in. And for people who want to investigate the world of renewables, be that heat pumps, be that solar, there are loads and loads of different things that you do. What can people expect if they want to come and have a chat with you and get a bit of advice?
Well, they can visit us at our office in Windsor House on Cornwall Road, and we can chat through what their needs are, what their domestic situation is, what their present heating is. We can pop out to their homes or offices or businesses and analyse what their energy usage is, what would be best for them, how they can become more renewable, how they can reduce their costs.
Yorkshire Energy Systems on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.